you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Wow, what a week in Houston. You know, I spent 30 years on the radio, every day, every Monday through Friday. So I had plenty of time to talk about all the things that were happening in Houston. But now that I'm on the air only one day a week, I must admit I'm finding it difficult to work in everything I want to discuss with you. Well, for instance, last week we dodged the Barry bullet. That hurricane, borderline hurricane, I guess is more accurate, but it certainly produced enough rainfall to make everybody's rainxiety flare up. Hey, rainxiety is a real thing. Our good buddy Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood, he told us about it a few weeks ago on the show. After Harvey flooded huge parts of this city, rainxiety is a legitimate psycho response to any threat of a major rain event, like Barry. Psychologists recognize it as a genuine psychosis in people who have suffered through something like Harvey, especially people who lost their homes or maybe even the lives of loved ones. Hope that didn't happen to you. So every time a big storm threatens the Upper Texas Gulf Coast, there are lots of people who go into panic mode. And it's not anything to scoff at. Yeah, I know some people are just way too sensitive about some things. Snowflakes, my dad used to call them. But this is not like that. We were extremely lucky in the Hames household. Yes, we had to evacuate, but we had a safe place to go, and we didn't flood out, and it didn't even cause any major damage to any of our properties. So praise God for that. However, there are plenty of people who did lose everything, and it's perfectly understandable that they get paranoid when another storm rolls into our general area of the coastline, so I don't blame those people at all for rainxiety. Fortunately for Houston, Barry slid to the east. Of course, that just meant Louisiana took the blow, literally. And our thoughts and prayers are with those folks. And as usual, we stand ready to help them the same way the Cajun Navy came to help us during Harvey. Yeah, South Louisiana and Southeast Texas have always been kindred spirits, haven't we? And we understand better than most how the people in Louisiana feel right now. But that's just one thing that happened during the past week that's worth talking about on today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. On the brighter side of things, the whole world is commemorating one of Houston's best moments in the brightest spotlight, namely when Apollo 11 landed on the moon. And NASA was in the headlines literally all over the world. As we like to remind everyone, the first word spoken from the surface of the moon was Houston. And 50 years later, it still feels like one of this city's greatest accomplishments. And yes, of course, it was actually NASA's accomplishment, but Houston has become known as Space City for a reason. And the white-hot spotlight is back on us again right now, as the whole world celebrates that awe-inspiring moment when Neil Armstrong took one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. And today's the day he said it, July 20th, 1969, exactly 50 years ago today. You know, there's been a lot of speculation where Armstrong came up with that phrase, but he's always maintained that it really wasn't any big deal. He said it just kind of came to him while they were practicing the procedures involving their flight schedule. And some people have also made a big deal out of the fact that Armstrong didn't say one small step for a man. But Armstrong's brother, Dean, I think his name is, claims that Neil showed him a piece of paper with that now famous line written down and asked his opinion of the wording. Now, this was quite a while before Apollo 11, and Dean Armstrong insists that the word A was most definitely included in the wording. So if Neil Armstrong didn't actually say that's one small step for a man, he certainly intended to. But my goodness, in comparison to the importance of the moment, don't you think that's small potatoes? And yes, that's a Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show intended pun. And no, I'm not apologizing for it either. So a big salute to NASA today, the 50th anniversary of a man on the moon. But there were other really notable things that happened in Houston this past week. By now, you have to know what a huge sports fan I am. So when the Rockets traded for Russell Westbrook, that really grabbed my attention. And I must agree with my daughter, who says that she really hates to lose Chris Paul, primarily because of his leadership skills in the locker room. But nobody can deny, Westbrook is an absolute beast on the court, and he and James Harden have been best buddies. That dates all the way back to when the two of them played together for the Thunder. So on paper, this looks like a dream trade. But of course, they don't play the games on paper. They play them on wood, as in hardwood. And we won't know what we know until we know it, when it comes to this trade anyway. But it was big news. And so long as we're on the subject of Houston sports, I'd like to take a moment and say something to Astros fans. Would you people please stop getting your panties in a wad every time the Astros lose a couple of games in a row? For crying out loud, this team is in first place by, what, four, five, six games? And it's still July. There's plenty of time left before the trading deadline. And if you think Jeff Luhnow is going to let that slip by without pulling the trigger on another starting pitcher, or maybe a reliever, or maybe even both, well, then you just haven't been paying attention. Remember Justin Verlander? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't have any inside information from Richard Justice. You remember him. He used to write for the Chronicle. He now works for MLB.com. And I got to know Richard while I was on the Hudson and Harrigan show. But I haven't talked to the guy in years. I don't know anything more about the Astros' plans than anybody else does. But you got to believe that the management team down at Minute Maid Park, they realize how badly they need help in the starting rotation. And let's be really candid about it. Any pitching staff would be crippled if they lost Charlie Morton to free agency and then Lance McCullers to Tommy John surgery, both in the same offseason, no less. So it's not like the Astros are just sitting on their hands waiting for a miracle to take place. A.J. Hinch has been moving pitchers around in the rotation, and he's trying some of these AAA phenoms that all the sports experts keep talking about. But the Astros are not going to win every game they play, and they're certainly not headed for total and complete disaster every time they lose two or three in a row. Get a grip, people. Look, I want to win another World Series as much as the rest of you do, but it's only July. Heck, Carlos Correa isn't even back from his rehab assignment yet, and a lot can happen between now and the end of the season. You know, there's a reason why Major League Baseball players call the season the grind. Have a little faith, people. Not to mention patience. This team is good, really good, and we've still got a long way to go between now and the playoffs. Playoffs? Playoffs? Oh, and there's one more thing that happened this past week that's worth mentioning on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. It's still hot. Yeah, I know that's not headline news, but it does kind of harken back to last week's subject, cool cooking for hot weather. Hope you feel like you got some good tips on how to beat the heat in the kitchen. And if you didn't hear that show, you can always check it out in the podcast section on our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. But it's time to get back out there and grill. Sweat is just a minor inconvenience to us backyard chefs, even if we don't have a backyard. And the reason why I say that is we often overlook the fact that many of our listeners are not really backyard chefs because they don't really have a backyard. They live in an apartment. Never stopped me. I mean, I lived in apartments for years. I had an old smoky I dragged all over the country. There was always a place just outside the door or on a patio or maybe around the pool where I could cremate a cow? And so, it's with that thought in mind, we're going to talk to Brian Carberry of ApartmentGuide.com on today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. They just published an article titled, The Most Affordable Cities for Grilling in America. You might be surprised at the result. So stick around, because today we're going to take one small step for man, one giant leap for backyard chefs. Even if they don't have a backyard. Oh, even I couldn't keep a straight face for that one.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspas Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
First timer alert. Give a big hello to Brian Carberry. He is the managing director for Apartment Guide. Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Brian.
Happy to be here. How are you?
I'm doing well. We always want our audience to know a little bit more about our guests before we talk to them. So start out by telling us, where were you born, reared, and where'd you go to school?
I was born in Trenton, New Jersey. I grew up in Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia, went to school in Syracuse, New York, and then bounced around on the East Coast and find my way down to Atlanta right now.
So what's your career arc? What kind of jobs did you have starting out, and how did you wind up at Apartment Guide?
Sure. I went to college for broadcast journalism, so I was actually a TV news producer for the first 10 years of my career or so. Had jobs in Syracuse, Richmond, Virginia, Boston, and then down in Atlanta at CNN for a few years. Left the news in, it was about 2015. Got into content marketing, and I've been with Apartment Guide now for a little over a year.
So you went to Syracuse University. That is a university that's famous for broadcasters.
That it is, yes.
So what is Apartment Guide?
So Apartment Guide is a company that really prides itself on helping renters find the apartment homes that really match their needs. We have listings in most cities across the country, you know, tens of thousands of listings in all, from anything from your small studio apartment in a big city to a large three-bedroom out in the rural area. So we really can help anyone looking to find an apartment really get into some place they want to live.
I seem to remember from my younger days seeing a printed copy of a magazine kind of like yours.
Yep.
Back when my wife and I lived the nomadic radio life, and we lived in apartments in, geez, several different states. Is this the same company?
Yes, yes it is. And I actually used that magazine myself when I was moving down to Richmond. it's the same Apartment Guide. We've just kind of moved those listings from the printed magazine that you'd find in the supermarket to your computer. So you can access it now on your phone at home.
Right.
It's a lot easier than flipping through the, you know, phone book length magazine there.
Would it be misleading to say that Apartment Guide is just for consumers, or is it also for property owners and managers who have space to offer?
Oh, it's for both. So all the properties that we list on our website are multifamily properties, which are your larger apartment complexes, anything with 50 units or more. So we work with a lot of property managers in big apartment complexes who will then advertise, and then we will put their properties on our website. Is just another way for them to get their name and their property out there for renters to find.
And your website also refers to a thing called Rent Path, the Rent Path family. What is that?
Correct. So Rent Path is the parent company, actually, of Apartment Guide. So in addition to Apartment Guide, Rent Path also has ownership over Rent.com, Rentals.com, and Lovely, which are a couple other brands kind of focused on different clientele and different audiences. Rent.com is very similar to Apartment Guide, but also will include some single-family homes. Rentals and Lovely are really just single-family homes. So it would be if you or me were a landlord and wanted to rent out our, you know, extra property just for some rental income, we could list on Rentals and make that all happen. And, you know, same deal, a renter could come and look and search, but it's really just focused on those single family homes. So it all does the same thing, really just targeting different types of renters and different customers in that way.
So you mentioned a moment ago that you appealed to renters in complexes of 50 or more units. Do you also appeal to those who have taken a home and maybe split that home into four different apartments?
We do not. I mean, it's kind of a gray area, to be honest. Our main focus for Apartment Guide is those larger properties, but we do have listings for some smaller units as well. But our main audience that we're targeting in Apartment Guide is those bigger ones. Some of our other brands is where we'll get into those smaller units.
I knew you'd be able to say that better than I did. But Apartment Guide also seems to be more than just a multiple listing service for apartment hunters. You also print articles that talk about apartment living lifestyles. Give us some examples other than the story we're going to talk about today.
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, in addition to posting listings for people to find their home, we also want to kind of guide them. You know, we are the apartment guide. So we'll offer anything from how-to advice on, you know, the best things to know when you're moving, or how to save money when you're moving, guides on specific cities. And then we'll also do data articles that we find about various topics that we think renters would be interested in.
And the article we're going to talk about today on apartmentguide.com was recently published. It's really cool. It's titled "The Most Affordable Cities for Grilling in America." So that's what we're going to talk to Brian about. First, what inspired this article, "The Most Affordable Cities for Grilling in America"?
Sure. So it was kind of twofold, the inspiration here. So one, it's the summertime. Everyone across the country is going out onto their, you know, if they happen to live in a home or rent a home, you know, their backyard, throwing a steak on the grill. They're going on their balcony of their apartment complex, should it allow grills. They're, you know, grilling a hot dog or a hamburger there. Or they're going to the community area in their complex. You know, everyone is grilling. So we figured, why not take this timely favorite that everyone is doing and kind of come up with an affordability index to see if you're just into grilling and you want to live somewhere where it's going to save you money on grilling, because that's how you eat most of your food, this is how we're going to do it. And we chose affordability because affordability is a major factor in people's decisions on where they want to live.
Are apartment dwellers more or less likely to grill outdoors in the first place?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I would say everyone that I've talked to that's lived in an apartment, myself included, I always grilled. I either had anything from a tiny little George Foreman grill on the patio to the community grill by the pool.
Yeah.
Any excuse that I had to throw a steak out there, yeah, I was doing it. And you drive around on a nice day in any apartment complex, and I guarantee you're going to see most, if not all, those grills filled up, especially on a weekend.
Yeah, my wife and I lived in apartments the first 15 years we were married, and I dragged it a little old smoky cooker around with me from the West Coast to the Deep South, and it lasted a long time. Now, the first obvious question would be, why was affordable the measuring stick for this survey, rather than something like the best cities for grilling in America?
Sure. So we chose affordable because we really wanted to focus on the price and the cost of living aspect of it. I guess you could interchange it with the best, but we didn't want any confusion about the best qualities of meats, which may or may not come into play depending on where you live. You know, you could argue that a big city like New York might not have the best quality of meats just because there's really no, you know, facilities there that process the meat.
Right.
But then you could also argue that they might have some more high-end specialty butcher shops where you could get those prime cuts of meat as well. We really didn't want to get into that argument because it kind of, you know, it could go either way. So we just stuck with the affordability, the cost of it, and how much you would need to spend in order to get a great, you know, steak dinner.
So what was the equation? How did you calculate the best cities for grilling in America?
Sure. So we wanted to look and we thought, okay, what types of meats do you need when you're grilling? So we used information that we had, cost of living information from the Council for Community and Economic Research. They produced a cost of living report every quarter. So we took their cost of living report for the first quarter of 2019 and looked under some of the categories, and we found categories for steak, ground beef, and sausage. We figured, you know, those are three great things that people are going to love throwing on the grill. So we kind of took a look at those. You know, we had a list of 257 cities across the country ranked by the average price for all of these, you know, different cuts of meat or different types of meat. We basically ranked them by each, added them all together, divided them, and that's how we came up with our average, total average of most affordable cities.
But the price of meat was not the only determining factor, Brian. You also figured in the price of beer.
That's right.
Now, not that we have any problem with using beer as a measuring stick for just about anything, but what does the price of beer have to do with grilling?
You know, with the meat, nothing. But, I mean, you tell me, it's not grilling unless you've got a can of, you know, a cold one in your hand while you're doing it. So
true that.
That's really more of a comfort factor while you're grilling. But we thought it would be a good way to add a little quote-unquote flavor into this, so we added some beer to that as well.
So now we know how you came up with the list, but we've run out of time in this segment, and we want to find out who made your list. So can you stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're hosting the managing director of ApartmentGuide.com, Brian Carberry, on today's show. Thanks for sticking around, Brian.
Absolutely.
ApartmentGuide.com is an online resource for people and for families who are in the market for the perfect apartment in their area. And that could mean anything from New York to LA, from Miami to Seattle, all points in between. And they can help you find cheap apartments to luxury apartments, college and military apartments, even corporate apartments, senior living apartments. So we're really intrigued by your business. How many visitors do you think go to your website day to day, Brian?
Oh, day to day, tens to hundreds of thousands, depending on the type of day that it is. Weekends are generally a little bit slower, as you'd imagine. People are, you know, out enjoying time with their family. But then once the week begins, you know, our visitors will increase. Holidays kind of cause things to fluctuate, but we're pretty successful, pretty popular. We do get a lot of visitors. We do a lot of business helping, like you said, all these different types of groups who want to find a great place to live.
And what kind of apartment is most popular? What are most of your customers looking for?
Most people are really just looking for a, you know, quote unquote cheap apartment. And we don't mean cheap as in terms of the quality of the units, mm-hmm. but cheap as in the affordability. The, mm-hmm. you know, there's no secret that housing prices and rental prices are becoming a major pain point for people when they're trying to find a place to live. So people are trying to find a great place where they want to be, but also be able to afford to go out, have fun, and go to dinner with their family or friends and, you know, do things, not be house poor. So that's really the main driving factor, is really that price.
And no doubt it varies widely from one city to another. I'll use two cities in which I've lived. Renting an apartment in San Francisco is entirely different from renting an apartment in Houston, Texas. Talk about that for a minute.
Yes. So San Francisco is one of the most expensive places in the country to rent, probably to buy too. I mean, you're going to pay upwards of $4,000 in some neighborhoods for a studio or one bedroom apartment in San Francisco. You know, the experts say that you really should spend no more than 30% of your pre-tax income on housing if you can. So, I mean, just do the math there real quick. And I mean, you're going to need to make at least six figures to afford a place like that. And that's just for one person. You know, if you can get a roommate, you know, you'll pay more for, you know, a two bedroom, you'll probably pay closer to $6,000 or $7,000. But if you get a roommate, you can cut costs a little bit there. But I mean, San Francisco is a tough place to live. Fortunately for people out there, there are a lot of great communities just outside of the city that are a little more affordable if you want to deal with some of the distance and the commuting, but you can still find a great place in the Bay Area for not quite the San Francisco price. But Houston, on the other hand, you're right. Cost of living in Houston is much less. It just happens to be a cheaper part of the country to live in, and, you know, good for everyone in Houston that can afford that and still have that big city experience.
Gentrified neighborhoods are very popular among younger people and younger families. Are most of those properties rentals, or are they predominantly ownership propositions?
I think it depends on a city by city. So the neighborhood that I live in, Atlanta, right now could be considered a gentrified area. It's a lot of single family homes. I'm renting a single family home there. There's not a lot of apartment buildings, big complexes coming in. But I look at other neighborhoods in Atlanta that are kind of turning around, and the ones that are kind of more established gentrified neighborhoods where it's, you know, the transition has been happening for longer times. Developers are coming in, buying up land, building these larger apartment complexes. And that's really one of the driving factors in the prices raising in those areas as well, for rental and home ownership prices. So it's really a city by city, neighborhood by neighborhood factor, but you're absolutely right. They are becoming very popular for younger people. If you can get in early, you can get a deal, but if you wait too long, you're going to pay for it.
So tell us how to access your business on the internet, Brian.
Sure. So if you are looking to find a rental, just go to apartmentguide.com, www.apartmentguide.com. And on the homepage there, you'll see a big box that just has you put in the area that you want to live. There's a couple filters there if you want to select the size of the unit, you know, one, two, three bedrooms, whatever. You can search, or you can just search, get onto a results page and filter from there. It's real simple, real easy to use.
Now, let's get back to the subject at hand. This article you've published, The Most Affordable Cities for Grilling in America.
Yes.
Now, we don't want to run out of time, but give us a rundown, and let's start at number 10. can.
Sure thing.
Obviously, we're very familiar with Nacogdoches, Texas, here in Houston, because Nacogdoches is the oldest city in the state of Texas. How did Nacogdoches make the list?
They were great for ground beef and sausage in the top 10 there in the rankings. Steak and beer, they were a little more pricey, but still good enough to show up in our top 10.
Wow. So let's keep going now. What's number 9?
Number 9 is in Kansas, actually. It's Salina, Kansas. Really good affordability for ground beef and steak. Sausage was a little more pricey, and beer was kind of right in the middle.
So who's number 8?
Number 8, you're going to Mississippi, actually. It's Meriden, Mississippi, the eastern part of the state. Did really well for steak, ground beef, and beer. Sausage was a little more pricey.
Huh. Well, the Deep South is always a great place for food. Any place within driving distance of New Orleans is going to have good food.
Absolutely.
I say is going to have good food, boy. So what about number 7? Who's number 7?
Number 7, you go all the way up to Illinois. So this is one of the few northern cities that made our list. Peoria, Illinois, kind of 2 hours or so outside of Chicago. So really what put this in the top 10, I think, was probably the beer. It was only the eighth most affordable city for beer. But looking at ground beef, sausage, and steak, you're outside of the top 25. So you can thank the beer for that one.
The only thing that occurred to me was grilling outdoors in Illinois in the wintertime might be a little tricky.
It might be.
What about number 6?
Number 6, you're going to a college town, Manhattan, Kansas. You know, college towns are known for some affordability in some places. So ground beef and sausage, pretty affordable there. Steak a little more pricey, and beer kind of run of the mill.
We're down to number 5, and there's lots of cattle ranches around number 5.
There sure are. You're looking at Waco, a city in Texas that you're very familiar with, I'm sure. Ground beef and sausage in the top 5 for affordability, and steak came in 13th most affordable. Beer was a little pricey, but with those meat prices, it really doesn't matter.
But number 4 is Temple. Now, wait a minute, Brian, you guys do realize Waco and Temple are practically right next door to each other, right?
I do. They're neighbors. You could probably throw a stone at one and hit the other. But in our listing, they're separate areas, so we counted them separately. Very similar to Waco. You're looking at, you know, ground beef and sausage, 6th most affordable, steak, 7th most affordable, beer, 83rd. So you can count the ground beef and the sausage for that one.
What about number 3? Who's your number 3 city?
Number 3, we're going back up north to Michigan, Kalamazoo, the western part of the Glove in Michigan. Ground beef, surprisingly, 11th most affordable. Beer, 7th most affordable. Steak and sausage, a little bit pricey. But this one was a little bit of a surprise to me. I think that beer really put it up that high.
Candidly, we think the reason why you picked this one is because you just like to say Kalamazoo.
I mean, who doesn't?
And the second best city is McAllen, Texas.
You're right.
Why? Mexico have anything to do with that?
It doesn't, I don't think. But if you look at the prices here, I mean, it makes sense. Steak, it's the most affordable place in the country for steak, the second most affordable place in the country for ground beef, the 4th most affordable place in the country for sausage, beer 75th, but, I mean, look at those meat prices there, and, you know, it deserves its spot.
And here it is, number 1. Who's our winner?
Number 1, also in Texas, Wichita Falls. And this one was a good round, you know, summary of everything kind of working in its flavor. Ground beef, most affordable. Sausage, 3rd most affordable. Steak and beer in the top 15. So no real runaway category. Everything just coming in great on that affordability score puts Wichita Falls in the number 1 spot.
And we would be less than proud Texans if we failed to point out at this particular point in time that 5 out of your top 10 most affordable cities for grilling in America are in the Lone Star State. Coincidence? We don't think so.
Yeah, I noticed that too, and I was kind of expecting that Texas would be there, and good for you guys. I'm coming out for your next barbecue.
We do love to burn our cows in Texas. This has been Brian Carberry of ApartmentGuide.com. Thanks for talking to us, Brian, and all the best to you.
Thank you. It was great being with you.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Well, here comes a guy I never get tired of talking to. It's Fred Olson, my old Hudson and Harrigan buddy for 30 years on the radio. How you been, my brother?
Great. I've got some big news for the ranch to lead with.
Oh?
Bev got her first pig the other night.
You mean she bagged a pig? She shot a pig?
Well, she got it with my Silverado.
What, your Silverado?
Yeah.
You nailed it with the truck?
She did, yeah. 1500 series, boom, right in the middle, and got him. And
wow.
Yeah, she wasn't meaning to, of course, but I just let you know, be careful out there, man.
How big a dent did it leave in your bumper?
Well, I'm still dealing with the insurance company on that. It wasn't bad. He'd been wallowing on the side of the road, so there was this big splash of mud. So apparently he was pretty slippery, and we bang, ran right over. So anyway, we're not having ribs because I don't go after a wounded pig in the middle of the night. I just don't do that.
Well, Jared Poffenberger at Belleville Meat Market will tell you that those make great ribs, but they taste a little gamey.
They can, especially when they weigh about 300 pounds. So anyway, but things are going well here. I just feel real blessed and just fortunate to have you as my partner, and we're still doing stuff together.
Well, speaking of blessed, I can't even begin to tell you how many different people have come up to me and asked about your Fred's Weekly devotionals this past week.
Oh.
Tell us again, how did that get started?
Well, it was kind of on my heart. I'd been through Emmaus, and none of you have been through Emmaus, and I kept saying, man, God put this idea on my heart to do devotional, but I kept telling myself, as we do, you know, we don't trust ourselves and believe ourselves, right? I said, well, everybody, there are so many. Why would yours be any different? And finally, I said, you know what? I've got to do this. Otherwise, it's going to bother me until the day I die.
Yeah.
So Beverly said, "Go get, my equipment had become outdated. You know, Apple wears out, so you have to get new gear." She goes, just go get the gear and do this. And so about a year, it's a little over a year ago now, I did the first one. And then over time, a good friend of ours who's a video specialist, she's won like 40 awards in video, and she puts video to them. So I send it to her. I send her the audio and music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she'll listen to, if I do some scripture or whatever concept is coming to my heart that week, she'll take it and she'll find these incredible visuals to put with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how it's developed. And I think, we're a little over a year now. And it isn't about how many people watch it. It's about who you impact. And people will come up to me out of the blue and go, I really loved what last week said.
So what did last week's say?
Last week is called Our Choice. And it really goes back to the Garden of Eden and the fact that Adam and Eve had, you know, they had a myriad of choices and only one bad one, and they took the bad one.
Mm-hmm.
So to this day, we're faced with more good and bad choices, and the greatest power we have, other than having the Holy Spirit within us, is the power of choice.
Wow.
The choices we make and how things can turn on a dime. And again, also the choices God has made for us. We're His chosen, right?
We are indeed.
Yeah, Christ says in John 15:16, I chose you. You did not choose me. I chose you to bear fruit, fruit that will last. So we've been chosen, and in turn, it's up to us to make the right choices in our life in Christ. So there you go.
Free will is a big deal.
Oh, man, it is. He's a God of free will. People don't realize that. Well, if you become a Christian, what do you have to give up? I said, you know, just things that are killing you. That's all.
Boy, I know that story backwards, forwards, and sideways.
You get me going on Christ, I'll just go all day. So
well,
there you go.
That's okay, Fred. We don't have any problems with talking about our faith on this show. But for instance, where can listeners find these devotionals on the internet? Because a lot of people want to find them.
I know Bev has them on Facebook, but actually, they should be on YouTube. And it's called Fred's Weekly Devotional. I'm the white guy doing it. There's a couple other people in there. But it's called Fred's Weekly Devotional, and they'll pop up with these beautiful video, boom, 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 lined up. And I think there's about 30 of them on there. So if you want to look at them, that's kind of Fred's Weekly Devotional on YouTube, and you can see Nancy's great work. Nancy Glenn does the video for them, and she's terrific.
And are you ever going to put them on a website as podcasts?
You know, I thought of, I actually got my own website. It's called Resurrection Ranch, but I haven't developed it yet, so don't go there. You won't find anything, but I'm working on that.
Hello, Fred. Don't forget about your old friends at Edgewater Studios. Building websites is what my daughter does, after all.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, see, I hit that wall and went, I know audio and video some, and I'll just stop there. So, yeah, maybe it's time to crawl out of the old cave and start working on something new like that. But but when you have these outlets like YouTube and like Facebook that cover thousands of people, boom, just like that, instead of directing people to your website, which is good. See, that's kind of why I went that route.
Well, that's why you have a website, so you get the hits instead of everybody else.
Yeah, but what am I going to do with those hits? I'm not trying to generate any money. And people either interested in God or they're not, and it's up to us to, you know, be disciples and, you know, try to walk it out as best we can, you know, as imperfect as we are, right?
Well, obviously, we need to have a website discovery meeting with you, young man.
After all, the world ain't going back, man. It's going forward, right?
That's right. Well, okay, let's turn our attention to today's subject matter for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
Okay.
And the title is a rather unusual one that I think will intrigue you. The most affordable cities for grilling in America. We just featured a guy named Brian Carberry of apartmentguide.com. And it's one of those websites where they help people find places to live, specifically apartments.
Sure.
And they did an article on the list of the most affordable cities for grilling in America. I wondered immediately why he didn't just do an article on the best cities to grill in America. But they didn't. They did the most affordable cities for grilling in America. And you will not be surprised to hear that 5 out of the top 10 and 9 out of the top 20 cities were in
Texas.
Yep. Texas.
Yep. Because when I grew up in Minnesota and then in Oregon, it was not an art form. It was like something you did every once in a while. Like you throw some charcoal on a grill and burn a steak or just overdo food. And I never grew up grilling much because it was, I don't think it was ever really done right back in the 50s and 60s until I got to Texas and saw, oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah, interestingly enough, in this list of the most affordable cities for grilling in America, none of the cities from Texas was a major city like Houston. The biggest city was Austin. I guess Austin is kind of a major city, but that was the biggest city of all. As a matter of fact, number one was Wichita Falls, of all things.
Well, boy, howdy, talk about.
Yeah. And you and I have lived all over the country in our lifetimes. All of my moves involved the radio business.
Yeah.
But you lived in two very different places that you just mentioned, Minnesota and Oregon.
Right.
So tell us about the difference between grilling in Minnesota and grilling in Oregon.
Well, your season is short.
Yeah.
Right.
In both places?
Yeah. Well, Oregon can be really kind of rainy. We lived in eastern Oregon, which was a little drier, but yeah, grilling was not a big, owning a grill was not a huge thing. Up there in Oregon, we ate a lot of venison. I kind of lived on that and trout. So we didn't really grill meat like that. That was either roasted or cooked in a pan in its own juice. Yeah, grilling was not a big deal until I got south and we got an apartment. You know, I came to Texas, got an apartment. I got to have a grill. Then I got to learn how to use grill.
Well, please tell me that when you were growing up, you didn't call grilling hamburgers and hot dogs a barbecue.
They did. Yeah, that was called barbecue because they didn't have a clue. You know, God bless them. You know, us pasty white Northerners had no clue about slow cooking meat unless it was a roast in an oven. We didn't. You know, that's why when family members come south, they go, boy, this barbecue, beef, pork, it's just phenomenal because it isn't something that, it's cultural. You just don't have it up there. There you have lutefisk, lefse, walleye pike, and occasionally a rack of ribs.
Well, now, did you pack away the grill in the wintertime in Minnesota? I'm sure you did in Minnesota because it snows so much and that would rust out the grill.
Sure.
But did you pack away the grill in Oregon in the wintertime?
No, I really can't remember. Ukiah, Oregon is a little town, and it would get really bitterly cold up there, and it's on a plateau in the Blue Mountains, so I can't imagine us ever cooking outside in 2 feet of snow. I can't imagine that.
Well, Part, I never get tired of talking to you, but sometimes we run out of time to talk, and that time is right now, so we'll take more time next week, okay?
Hey, I have an idea. Let's do a radio show sometime.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.